Peoria Chiefs Baseball is on the air. Peoria Chiefs Baseball is brought to you by these exclusive partners: Amarin, Caterpillar, SefQ, and Health Alliance. And now we send it to the host of the Chiefs pregame show, Brendan Howe.
Hello and welcome, everyone, into the Chiefs pregame show. As you just heard, I am Brendan Howe here with you, getting you set for the Chiefs to take on the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers in Game 1 of the 2022 season out in Appleton. It's Game 1 of a three-game weekend set to get things started this year. We will play baseball today, a little bit late, but better late than never, as the old saying goes. A bit of a schedule change. First pitch yesterday was slated for 6:40, but we got the call around 2 p.m. The game was called due to inclement weather, some wet conditions, rain, snow, cold, all mixed up together out there in Appleton. But the Chiefs are getting set for Game 1 of their season in just a few minutes. Today, bump back to a 4:10 start, and tomorrow, for the conclusion of the series, will feature a doubleheader, Game 1 at 1:10 as originally scheduled. Game 2 will start approximately 30 minutes at the conclusion of Game 1 per MILB rules. A new face in the dugout for the Chiefs this season, led by first-year skipper Patrick Anderson, his first year in the Cardinals organization after he made several stops across seven seasons with the Washington system. He accrued 470-plus career victories, 477 to be exact, his best season back in 2013 with the Gulf Coast League Nationals, leading them to a 49-9 clip. So a lot to like there for sure for Peoria Chiefs fans entering this season. Spoke very highly of the team at Media Day from what he got to see down in Florida during spring training. Talked a lot about how he's going to teach the team how to win ball games this season and getting better each and every day. Did acknowledge that last season was one that did not go as Peoria Chiefs fans had hoped, and much in the clubhouse the same as well. Opening day roster featuring 28 names, a couple more on the injured list that'll join the team a little bit later. 19 of the 28 suited up with Peoria last season. Some familiar faces that you Chiefs fans might know: Logan Gregg, Nick Trigolik Iverson, Michael Yasenka, and Leonardo Tavares, just to name a few. The group will be headlined, though, by shortstop Mason Wynn, 37 games with the Chiefs in 2021, and the Cardinals' fifth-ranked prospect, along with the man who will get the nod on the bump tonight, who we'll get into in just a little bit, Michael McGreevy, the eighth-ranked prospect in the organization. We'll touch on him in just a little bit. We're going to send it to a quick break. When we come back, we'll tease the lineups, the starting pitching matchup, and much more. You're listening to the Peoria Chiefs pregame show on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a SefQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My SefQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees, and I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card, like seriously upgrading our home theater. SefQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at AmernIllinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Welcome back into the Chiefs pregame show. Brendan Howe here with you, taking you up right until first pitch. Just about 9 or so minutes away out in Appleton, Wisconsin, the Chiefs and the Timber Rattlers. Game 1 of 2022. And let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's contest. Brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Visit their Peoria location at 4530 North Brandywine Drive for all your battery needs. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. So for the Peoria Chiefs, they're on the road. They'll shape up like this. Mike Antico leading off playing center field. He'll be followed up by the number 5 prospect, Mason Wynn, at shortstop. L.J. Jones out in left batting third. Thomas Francisco in the cleanup slot behind him at first. Jacob Buschberger at the hot corner at third batting fifth. Carlos Soto will be doing the DHing batting sixth. Aaron Antonini behind the plate doing the catching. He'll bat seventh. Tommy Ju out in right field batting eighth. And Noah Mendlinger at second base. He'll round out the 9. And he'll go up against Timber Rattler starter Justin Jarvis, a career 1-7 record with a 5.40 ERA. He did face Peoria 3 times last year, and the Chiefs actually were able to get to him a little bit across 10 innings for Jarvis. 11 hits given up, 6 runs, 11 walks, and 9 strikeouts. So the command a little bit of an issue against Peoria last season. And on the other side for the Timber Rattlers, their lineup looks a bit like this. Sal Frelick leading off playing center field, the number 1 prospect in the organization for the Milwaukee Brewers. He'll bat first. Tyler Black behind him at second base. Joe Gray Jr. out in right batting third. In the cleanup slot, the switch hitting third baseman Xavier Warren. Ernesto Martinez at first base. He'll bat fifth. Carlos Rodriguez in left batting sixth. Ethan Murray in the 7 hole at short. Darian Miller behind the dish doing the catching. He'll bat eighth. And Tristan Peters, the designated hitter, will bat 9th. And greeting them on the bump for the Chiefs, we talked about him a little bit before the break, Michael McGreevy, the 8th-ranked prospect in the Cardinals organization. He only made 7 appearances last season, but he's ready to take that next step in 2022 with the Chiefs. He talked at Media Day about how staying healthy and just trying to help the team win ballgames and develop all his pitches was on his 2022 bucket list. So the Chiefs and the Timber Rattlers, just a few minutes away for just tuning in. Brendan Howe here with you on the pregame show, taking you up for just a couple of more minutes until first pitch with Cody Schindler, that game out in Appleton, Wisconsin. The teams matched up 24 times last year. They split right down the middle, 12 aside. In addition, the teams have also played 6 times on opening day. They split that series as well, 3-3. So a rubber match here today, if you will. One team will get their 4th victory in opening day against the other. And we will send it to yet another quick break. When we come back, take a quick look around the Cardinals organization from last night, get you a weather update out there in Appleton, and then first pitch shortly to follow after. You're listening to the Peoria Chiefs pregame show on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Bases loaded, 2 outs, bottom of the 9th, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time. And it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day.
SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Chiefs fans, Cody Schindler here with you, Appleton, Wisconsin. We are just about ready to go with the 39th season of Peoria Chiefs baseball. Thanks to Brendan Howe for setting us up on the pregame show. It will be Antigo, Wynn, and L.J. Jones to lead things off against the right-hander Justin Jarvis, whose first pitch is taken for a belt high strike. And away we go, a 21-and-a-half-hour delay from yesterday, but we are underway with the 2022 season. Antigo bats from the left side. He fouls the 0-1 straight back. Quickly, nothing and two on the former Texas Longhorn via St. John's. He was a grad transfer, played one season at Texas, had a fantastic collegiate career. 0-2 home is a breaking ball taken in the dirt. Sharp bender from Jarvis. Brendan touched on it on the pregame show. Jarvis will battle command from time to time. The long, lanky right-hander fires a 1-2, and it's sky to center. Playable for Frelick moving to his right. He hauls it in, one down. And the 2022 season begins with a flyout to straightaway center field. Let's give you the defensive alignment for the T-Rats. Left to right across the outfield, Rodriguez, Frelick, and Joe Gray Jr. on the infield from third to first. Warren, Murray, Black, and Ernesto Martinez. The catcher, Darian Miller, for the aforementioned Justin Jarvis, who fires a first pitch strike to get ahead of Mason Wynn, 0-1. Jarvis working with pace. The next pitch misses down, a curveball, 1-1. Of course, the pitch clock, a new addition to the high A level in 2022. Pitchers get 18 seconds with runners on base. 1-1 taken upstairs, two balls and a strike. 14 seconds in this case for Jarvis with the bases empty as he continues to work from the windup with nobody on the pillows. 2-1, here's a late kick and the pitch. It's a strike called. Taken on the outer third, quickly 2-2 on Mason Wynn. Next delivery home. Curveball missed down and away, and we're full 3-2 on Mason Wynn. We saw him in the second half of last season. Here comes the payoff home, and it's taken outside. Ball four. The Chiefs have their first base run of the year via a one-out walk from Mason Wynn. Let's rehash that Chiefs batting order one time, shall we? Antico, Wynn, and Jones at the top. Francisco, Bushberger, and Carlos Soto, 4-6. Antonini, Jew, and Mendlinger rounded out on the lineup card filled out by Patrick Anderson, his first game as the skipper of the Peoria Chiefs. Jones digs in, he bats from the right side, promptly takes down for ball one. Decent contingent of folks here. Fox City Stadium.
The weather report in a moment as the 1-0 is skied into shallow left. Who wants it? It's the shortstop. Murray keeps the feet moving and makes the catch just a few steps into the grass in shallow left field. And there's two away. Jones just got under that one. Two away. Here's Francisco. Should be a familiar name to Chiefs fans. Burst onto the scene last year. He's drafted out of East Carolina. He's got the sweatshirt on underneath. First pitch chopped foul towards the first base coach's box. That's Willie Martin, the hitting coach. We got Patrick Anderson, a new skipper. Willie Martin, a new hitting coach. Edwin Moreno, the pitching coach, all in their first year with the Chiefs. Now, Moreno and Martin both spent time in the Cardinal system prior to this year. Anderson, a newcomer, as Brenda mentioned in the pregame show, spent some time in the Nationals organization, also spent some time in the Royals system. Nothing, one pitch in the dirt, win on the move, a delayed steal. The throw is in time to get him, or no? Said he got under the tag. The throw certainly beat him. And Patrick Anderson said he was going to run this year, and that's the right call. The throw beat Wynn by maybe a half a step, but he was able to swim move his way to the back corner. It's a stolen base for Wynn. And, of course, those bases, they're a little bigger this year. Perhaps that made the difference. It's a 1-1 to Francisco. A swing and a lazy fly that will twist and turn foul down the left field line. It's 1-2. Chiefs wearing their alternate red tops with their traveling gray pants. Timber Rattlers wearing the traditional home whites. Here's a 1-2. It's a breaking ball in the dirt, knocked down by Miller. That keeps Wynn at second. Two balls, two strikes just underway in Appleton, Wisconsin, the 39th season of Peoria Chiefs baseball. Jarvis from the wine takes a peek at second, and his offering is tapped foul towards the Chiefs' first base dugout. Chiefs will make one additional trip to Appleton at the end of May, and they will return the favor by coming to Peoria twice, so we'll play him 24 times yet again. Another 2-2, a swing and a chopper back to the mound. It's gloved by Jarvis, who underhands the first inning over. That goes 1-3 if you're scoring at home. The Chiefs get a runner in scoring position, but they do not get him home. We're through a half. Chiefs nothing. Timber Rattlers coming up on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Okay, sure. It's cool having friends you can count on when you need a ride, right? But you know what's better? Not being the guy who always needs a ride. Getting my car loan from CEFQ was definitely better. Applying was easy. I did it all on my phone. My loan was approved in minutes. And I got a great rate with no hidden fees. Now I'm the guy who can give rides. And as I'm sure my friends would tell you, that's way better.
CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Peoria's playing tonight. In the heart of Illinois, fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
And Michael McGreevy just about ready to make his Peoria Chiefs debut. Here is the lineup he will face. The Wisconsin lineup card filled out by a new skipper in their right, Joe Arialt. filling in for Matt Erickson, who was there for such a long time. He's now with the Brewers staff. It will be Frelick, Black, and Gray at the top. Xavier Warren will clean it up. Martinez, Rodriguez, and Murray, 5, 6, and 7. The catcher, Darian Miller, bats 8th and batting 9th. The designated hitter, Tristan Peters. McGreevy on the bump for the Chiefs. He is not rocking the sleeves, and his first pitch is fouled away. Swinging quickly is Frelick, who goes from the left side for this encounter. McGreevy, a tall drink of water, 6'5", 220, 21 years of age, from San Clemente, California. Working with Aaron Antonini. His next offering nips the outside corner, a pitcher's pitch. It's nothing and two. McGreevy entering action has pitched just 7 2/3 in his professional career. Looking from the windup, the two-strike pitch, a late swing and a foul, lined onto the roof. And it rolls back down into the seating bowl here in Appleton. Can't ask for an easier foul ball. Antonini flashes up the two fingers. The 0-2 is fouled off at the plate. Frelick just got a piece. It was a big over-the-top curveball, 12-6. McGreevy features a four-pitch mix, sinker, slider, curveball, and changeup. His slider can be a wipeout plus-plus pitch from time to time. 0-2, stuck with the breaking ball. He misses down and away, little off. Ball and two strikes on Frelick. This is a great matchup. You got McGreevy, the Cardinals' number one draft pick from a year ago. Frelick, the number one draft pick of the Brewers a year ago. And a check swing foul caroms in and out of the Wisconsin dugout. Do it again. Count remains 1-2.
Bradley in the fifth. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left.
Reeve has his sign. The next delivery. Ball in the dirt. 2-2. Just underway, no score, bottom of the first inning. Chiefs and Timber Rattlers were postponed last night. Only kick in the next offering. Misses away. 3-2. I want to use this tidbit while we can. McGreevy has not walked more than two batters in a single appearance since March 8th of 2020. And his payoff pitch is fouled straight back. Frelick, he's seen a lot of pitches here, starting to get a good look at the Chiefs right-hander. More than 2 years since McGreevy's walked more than two batters. 3-2 home, and it's fouled off at the plate. Frelick, he is pesky. If you followed the Timber Rattlers last year, he reminds me of David Hamilton, the pesky leadoff hitter that was a thorn in our side a season ago. Another 3-2, and another swing and a tapper foul. It will come to rest in front of the Chiefs dugout. How sweet it is to have baseball back, and you'll get plenty of it tomorrow. Paris 7-inning contest will kick it off at 1:10. Pregame show set for 12:55 with Brendan Howe. Another 3-2, and you guessed it, another swing and a foul. The wind blowing out here a little bit. Aaron Antonini wants to have a quick chat. Probably just a discussion of, hey, what do we want to go with here? Frelick is really battling. Antonini, no need to flash signs. A 3-2 pitch is lined towards left, chasing Jones back, twisting it, turning. He makes the grab. What a play. Rather, that's Tommy Jew in left field. Jew in left, and he made one of the plays of the year in the bottom of the first inning. My goodness. He made a couple of sensational plays a year ago as he was a late-season call-up in 21. My goodness, he went full extension onto the warning track. He might have a strawberry on his right hand, but it was well worth it. One away. Here's Tyler Black, and the pitch misses away for ball one. Hang a star on that one. Next delivery, a little sinker, and it nipped the inside corner, ball and a strike. This is a lineup loaded with left-handed bats. This afternoon, trying to neutralize McGreevy. 1-1 is fouled straight back off the end of the bat. Looked like a little change piece. Had Black out on his front foot, 1-2. Greavy has his signal. Delivery, swinging a slow grounder towards third. Gloved by Bushberger. Sets and throws in time, two down. Give Black credit, he was busting it down the line. Goes 5-3, and there are two away. Let's give you the Chiefs' defensive alignment. Left to right across the outfield, Jew, Antico, and Jones. From third to first on the infield, Bushberger, who just made that play. Wynn and Mendlinger up the middle, the double play tandem. Thomas Francisco mans first base, and the catcher, Aaron Antonini, for Mike McGreevy, whose pitch home is a strike to get ahead of Joe Gray Jr. He's in right field this afternoon, or should we say evening at this point. It's kind of a gray area. 0-1. Took something off. Breaking ball strike. Quickly nothing and two. McGreevy had to work to get through Frelick, but all of a sudden, he's a strike away from a 1-2-3 first inning. It's the 0-2. Breaking ball taken down. Good take by Gray. It's now 1-2. Gray, a slightly open stance. Rests the bat on his shoulder. The 1-2 is outside, and we're even at two aside. Greavy, a quick worker. Seems like a lot of guys are nowadays. 2-2 delivery is fouled back towards the Timber Rattlers on deck circle. And that gives us a minute to give you the game time temperature. Our game time temp brought to you by Standard Heating and Cooling, located at 906 Southwest Adams in Peoria. They've been setting the standard in comfort since 1939. It is 49 degrees. Now the 2-2. Here it comes. Strike three called. McGreevy paints the knees with the sinker. His first strikeout as a Chiefs pitcher. And they go 1-2-3. Job well done by the Cardinals' 2021 first-round draft pick. We're off to the second, scoreless on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. Family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Top of the second inning here, Fox City Stadium in Appleton. Chiefs nothing, Timber Rattlers nothing. And Justin Jarvis misses high for ball one to Jacob Buschberger. Buschberger, Soto, and Antonini, the scheduled hitters, 5, 6, and 7 in Patrick Anderson's order. Next delivery is grounded towards first under the glove of Martinez, and it trickles into right field. It should be a hit. We'll see how they score it. And if that is indeed a knock, it will be the first hit of the year. And if you had Jacob Buschberger in your office pool, you're a winner. It is indeed going to be ruled a hit. It brings Antonini to the dish now. First pitch is lasered into right. Will it hang up? It will for Gray, the throwback to first, or rather Soto. He lines out to right. So one pitch, one out. Ball well struck by Carlos, who was with us in 2019. One on, one out. Now Antonini steps in. Both guys similar build. They both bat from the left side. We just got ahead of ourselves here on the Peoria Chiefs Radio Network. Jarvis's first pitch misses way high. Ball one. Hey, it's first game for everybody, right? Antonini from Venezuela. Next offering, a late swing and a miss. One and one. Chiefs looking for their first opening day win since 2019 when they knocked off the Cedar Rapids Colonels. 1-1 home. Antonini crushes one to right. If it's fair, it's gone. Home run, Antonini. Two-run homer to right. A no-doubter off the bat of Aaron Antonini. And what a way to start the 2022 campaign. For the young catcher, he knew it as soon as he hit it, took a second to admire it in the left-handed batter's box, and then took the slow trot. It's 360 to straightaway right. That one may have been 400-plus, and it's 2-0 Chiefs on a big fly from Aaron Antonini. Only question was if it would stay fair, and it did by plenty. Now Jew the batter, and he skies one to left. Way back towards the track. This ball is gone. Back-to-back home runs on consecutive pitches. Antonini to right. Jew out to left. It's 3-0 Peoria. Playing in northern Wisconsin in April. You wouldn't expect the ball to be flying like it is this afternoon, but the Chiefs playing long ball here in the second. High fives and handshakes all around in that first base dugout. And we'll see how Noah Mendlinger can follow suit. He checks his swing and fouls it off. A piece of the catcher Miller. 3-0 Peoria. What an onslaught here in the second inning. And when you talk to folks around the club, they say, hey, pitching's going to be our strength this year. Offense took offense to that. Oh, the one-strike pitch, it's rolled slowly towards second. That's Black, who gloves and throws to first, two away in the visiting half of the second. Hit McGravy some early insurance. Top of the order now. Here's Antico. Takes outside for ball one. Jarvis working quickly. Next pitch. Check swing foul into the Wisconsin dugout. Antico from Colts Neck, New Jersey. We're going to have to dive into the Wikipedia page for Colts Neck, New Jersey, as a curveball stays down 2-1. A lot of big names that either are from Colts Neck, New Jersey, or live in Colts Neck, New Jersey. We're trying to get to the bottom of it. As a 2-1 is grounded towards first, a little bobble by Martinez, and the flip to first is in the nick of time with Jarvis covering. It was not a thing of beauty, but it goes 3-1 to end the inning. But the damage done, a pair of homers. Aaron Antonini, a two-run blast to right. Tommy Ju, a solo homer to left. And through an inning and a half, it's 3-0 Chiefs on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Ameren Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team's support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Away we go in the bottom of the second inning with a first pitch strike fired from Michael McGreevy. Nothing won the count on Xavier Warren. It will be Warren, Martinez, and Rodriguez, 4, 5, and 6 in the T-Rats order. The next pitch home looked like a changeup, and it nipped the outside corner, nothing and 2. The first inning, I think we saw more curveball than slider from McGreevy. It's his best offering. His best off-speed offering, I should clarify. 0-2 taken high and away. On two strikes on Warren. Open stance. He bats from the left side. The 1-2 stayed high. Breaking ball that didn't break. It's 2-2. Warren was a third-round selection in the 2020 draft. Drove in 104 runs in 129 games at Central Michigan University. There's a 2-2 home. Strike three, ring him up. Front door sinker. Warren goes down looking. Back-to-back punchies for McGreevy. And if he can execute this pitch, he will not be in Peoria very long. Talk about neutralizing a left-handed hitter. That's how you do it. Martinez, the batter. He spits on a curveball in the dirt, 1-0. Martinez. He is a large human being. 6'6", 250 pounds. He waves and misses at a changeup, 1-1. Martinez, he's got the bat waggle. The whole shebang. Next pitch from McGreevy. In the dirt, picked nicely by Antonini, who is the leader in the clubhouse for man of the match. Two-run homer in the top of the frame. 3-0 Chiefs from the bottom of the second. Cody Schindler here with you. Peoria Chiefs sees an opener. It's a 2-1 delivery. Late swing and a miss. Martinez well behind that one. McGreevy will sit 92-96. 2-2. Fastball off the plate, three balls and two strikes. Antonini gestured towards McGreevy as if to say, hey, you fell off on that one. Full count. Here's a 3-2 home. And it just missed inside. Tried that front hip, little two-seam sinker. Just missed. And the Timber Rattlers have their first base runner of the year via a one-out free pass. Carlos Rodriguez now. He goes from the left side. McGreevy, for the first time this year, has to go from the stretch. Pickoff throw to first. Very close. Martinez, by the way, he's got the hand warmers. You would see an NFL quarterback wear. He's got that looped around his waist. First pitch, Rodriguez taken for ball one. Upper 40s, but a lot of these guys, I'm sure, are still simulating to the weather in northeast Wisconsin. Appleton, about 45 minutes from Green Bay. You're a geography fan. 1-0 is cut on and missed. Ball and a strike. Much nicer day than yesterday. Anytime you see snow flurries, that's probably not conducive to playing baseball. One on, one out, the 1-1, a late cut and a miss. Ball and two strikes. McGreevy's got a little bit of some deception, maybe some late life, because he's gotten a lot of late swings here in the early going and a pair of punch-outs to go with it. Now, pickoff throw to first, but Martinez back with a head-first dive. McGreevy, the two-tone cleats on. Red and white. It's a good look. He gets a swing and a foul back. The count remains 1-2. 3 runs, 3 hits, no errors for the Chiefs. No runs, no hits, no errors for the T-Rats. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Man at first is Martinez. He walked. On the stretch, McGreevy. A check swing, and Rodriguez went around. No need for an appeal. Plate umpire had that call. It's the third punch out. 3 of the 5 outs now for McGreevy via the K. Brings Ethan Murray to the dish now. It's been a while since we've seen someone back from the right side. They are loaded with left-handed hitters, a couple of switch batters. McGreevy blows a heater by him for strike one. McGreevy from the stretch, works from the third base side of the rubber. The offering taken low, Raven at one. The scout on McGreevy, very simple. He works quickly. He pounds the strike zone. He does not like to walk hitters. And he racks up plenty of Ks in the process with a good four-pitch mix. Another throw to first, keeping Martinez honest. Thomas Francisco holding him at first. It's about a 6-inch difference. The height between the two. Oh, a cut and a miss. It's 1-2 on Ethan Murray. If you tune into the pregame show, you heard Brendan mention that 19 of the 28 active players on the Chiefs roster played here last year. Different story for Wisconsin. A lot of new faces to begin the year. Well, a 1-2, a swing and a foul, right side, out of play. Antonini. Nodding his head in agreement as McGreevy hit his spot. Murray able to spoil it. In the top of the third, the Chiefs will have Wynn, Jones, and Francisco do. 2, 3, and 4 in their order. Another 1-2. Breaking ball that stayed up. Grounded to short. Wynn will flip to Menlinger covering, and that ends the frame. A one-out walk does not come back to harm McGreevy. He's through two scoreless in his high A debut. We're off to the third. 3-0 good guys on the Peoria Chiefs Radio Network.
1893, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SethQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SethQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day.
SethQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Couldn't ask for a better start if you're a Chiefs follower. We're in the top of the third inning. I think it's safe to assume that all of you are Chiefs followers. If you're listening here on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network, thanks for tuning in on your Saturday afternoon. First pitch curveball misses down, and away we go in the top of the third. Mason Wynn, the batter. He goes from the right side, and he takes a fastball upstairs, 2-0. On the Chiefs shortstop, he walked and swiped second, but was stranded there back in the first. The 2-0 delivery. Paints the inside corner, called a strike, 2-1. Nothing you can do with that one if you're Mason Wynn. Tip your cap and try to get the next one, right? Working quickly, the 2-1. Curveball in the dirt, trickles away. It's 3-1. You have to think if Wynn walks again, perhaps he will be on the move yet again, and he takes high for ball four. Second walk in two plate appearances for Wynn. That OBP is 1,000. You'll come to find out that in the first couple weeks of the season, I love the small sample sizes. Mason Wynn gets on base every single time he comes up. And LJ Jones takes ball one. Jones popped out to the shortstop. His first AB as a Chief. Pickoff throw to first. Relatively close. Wynn back with a head first dive. Wynn's got the face mask on, trying to stay warm. It's in the 40s. We could do a lot worse. April in Wisconsin. Here's a 1-0 home, way upstairs, two balls and no strikes. Jarvis, 37 pitches, 20 for strikes. Gave up a pair of gopher balls in the top of the second. Here's the 2-0 home. Breaking ball in the dirt, knocked down by Miller. Not trickle away far enough for Wynn to advance. Are calling the first series of the year remotely, which for us, no big deal. It's what we had to do last year during COVID times, but we will be out on the road at some point this year. And looking forward to that. But for now, we're making it work, and we appreciate you sticking with us as a 3-0 is way high. A four-pitch walk consecutive free passes issued to begin the top of the third, and start to wonder if there'll be some stirring in the Wisconsin pen. And on cue, Miller jogs out to the mound to have a word with his right-hander. Jarvis was 1-7 a year ago with a 5-4-0. He made 17 starts, struck out 62 batters in 63 and a third innings. Chance to break this one open here in the early going. Francisco the batter, two on, nobody out, and the first pitch is popped up behind second. Infield fly rule is in effect. It's hauled in by Murray. Backpedaling into the outfield grass, and there's one out. Francisco got a pitch on the inner third, and it just got in on him a little bit. Jam shot floater, and a big first out for Jarvis as Buschberger steps in. He singled and scored on the Antonini homer back in the second. Two on, one gone. The first pitch. Get me over curveball. Taking four, strike one. Buschberger from Montague, Michigan, just outside of Grand Rapids. We will not make the trip to West Michigan this year. They will come to us in June. Would have been a homecoming for him. Jarvis, right-hander, fires and misses outside, one and one. Rocking his shoulders back and forth after that pitch, as if he was off kilter. Right-hander will try to recalibrate. Takes a peek at Wynn. Now the pitch home. Curveball high. 2-1. Three starts against us a year ago for Jarvis. Gave up six runs in 10 innings. Walks were a factor. Brandon nailed it on the pregame show. 11 walks to 9 punchouts. It's a swing and a foul back here to even the count 2-2. Buschberger was talking to himself there after that when he hit. Got a pitch to hit. He was on it, just fouled it back. The 2-2 offering. In the dirt. Loaded up. 3-2 the count. Soto on deck. He maybe has the hardest hit ball of the day. Line drive rocket. But right at the right fielder Gray in his first AB. Now the payoff home. Buschberger skies one to right towards the line. Gray on the run, and it lands foul by 5 to 10 feet or so. And a young fan gets that foul ball and promptly starts dancing. Well done. Was waiting all offseason for that. Three and two. The count remains on Buschberger. Wynn at second. Jones at first. It's 3-0 Peoria. We're in the top of inning number three. Jarvis to the plate. And it's a breaking ball inside, ball four. Backed up on him. Little cement mixer. Buschberger able to spit on that one. He's aboard for the second time today. The third free pass of the inning. And Jarvis just asking for trouble. Can the Chiefs take advantage? Soto stands straight up and down in the left-handed batter's box. The first pitch is in the dirt. What an athletic stop by Miller. That was ticketed for the backstop and the fourth Chiefs run of the ball game, but Miller sprawled out like a hockey goalie. Martin Brodeur. Not good with my hockey goalies. We'll work on that. We've got a long season. Game one of 132. Another 1-0, a swing and a ground ball towards second. This could be two. Underhand shovel to second. One over to first, a double play. And that was just what the doctor ordered for Wisconsin. Black to Murray to Martinez, 4-6-3, an inning-ending double play. We go to the bottom of the third. Michael McGreevy back to the mound when we come back on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Okay, it can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Studio, 3-0 Peoria. So we go to the bottom of the third inning from Appleton, Wisconsin. First of three within, 24-hour span, give or take. We'll play two tomorrow, pair of seven-inning games. Game one slated for a 1-10 first pitch. Game two will follow. Greavy's first pitch to kick off the bottom of the third inning is taken high and away by Darian Miller, the Wisconsin backstop. 1-0, late swing and a foul back, 1-1. Cardinals a winner, they're 2-0, 6-2 the final. They knock off the Pirates. Here's the next delivery home. The right-hander McGreevy misses low, 2-1, like a changeup. Played his college ball at UC Santa Barbara. 2-1, fouled back, got in on the hands of Miller. 2-2. Done some research the last week to 10 days, really digging into the roster, trying to get to know the guys. The 2-2 pitch, a wave and a miss. The gravy keeps on cooking, his fourth strikeout through 2 1/3. Upon our research, we came across the UC Santa Barbara media guide. He said, and we need to confirm this with him, we'll check in with him when they get back into town on Monday. He said that he also aspired to be a cardiologist. Top of the zone strike, the DH Tristan Peters gets him ahead, 0-1. Nothing like working in high-pressure situations. Starting pitcher, cardiologist, maybe a brain surgeon in there. A one cut on miss is nothing and two now. It's fantastic. Local media spent a lot of time talking, chatting about his path here. It's a swing and a foul back. The count remains 0-2. Look forward to watching him in the River City in 2022. Two-strike pitch. This one missed badly. Looked like a changeup, and he did not have the feel for it right away. He looked down at his right hand. Base is empty, one away. Here's a 1-2 home. Just in off the plate. Two balls and two strikes. Moved the feet of Peters. It's always interesting to watch pitcher the second time through the order. Frelick, the leadoff batter, is on deck. So the 2-2 is skied to left. Jew went back initially, now comes in, and he makes the head-high grab, two down. First step, always back as an infielder. That's the old adage. Jew made some highlight plays, even in his short time with us a year ago. Made a fantastic grab to rob this man at the plate, Sal Frelich, of at least extra bases in the bottom of the first. And the first pitch home is popped up. Foul ground, third base side. Buschberger keeps the feet moving, and he makes the catch in front of the Wisconsin dugout to end the inning. One pitch, one out to retire Frelich. That is what you call efficiency. Speaking of efficient, Michael McGreevy, three shutout innings. He has been sensational for the Chiefs in his high A debut. He's needed 55 pitches, but has not allowed a run, and in fact, he's not allowed a hit. We'll give it to Brendan Howe. He'll get the fourth, fifth, and sixth, and we return on the Peoria Chiefs Radio Network. Keep it locked.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
To the fourth inning in Appleton, Wisconsin. It's 7, 8, and 9 due up for the Peoria Chiefs. 3-0 is our score. The Chiefs offense has come out in full force on opening day. A pair of home runs back in the second inning off of Wisconsin starter Justin Jarvis. First pitch to Aaron Antonini. Swings on it, drives it out to left field and right into the glove of the backtracking Rodriguez for out number one. I'll turn things over to Tommy Jew, who had the second of those two home runs, drove it out to left field. That made it 3-0 a couple of innings ago. And for Justin Jarvis, through 3 1/3, 52 pitches, 28 of them strikes. And one pitch and one out to start us off here in the top of the fourth. So here is Tommy Jew for his second plate appearance. Takes a high fastball called strike. Jew bats from the right side, waves his bat through the zone once, and swings at a curveball and lofts it foul off to the right, twisting high out of play. That'll find the concourse. A couple of youngsters go scooting after that one. No balls and two strikes on the Chiefs' right fielder. Jarvis working from the first base side of the rubber, kicks, fires a high fastball as Miller popped up out of the crouch to save it from reaching the backstop. Count goes to 1-2. Jarvis working quickly. Another breaking ball skips up to the plate. And Miller will exchange that one out with the home plate umpire. One on, nobody out for the Chiefs in the visiting half of the fourth. 2-2 to Antonini, or Jew rather, is down low. And the count will swell full 3-2.
Center fielder Ryan.
Jarvis rocks and fires a payoff and fouled back to the netting. Three runs on four hits for Peoria. Tommy Jew trying to chalk up another one in the hit column for the Chiefs. The next payoff, here it comes. Breaking ball slapped hard into the alley in left center field. That'll get down for a base hit in front of Rodriguez. So Tommy Jew is aboard his second hit of the ball game. And that'll set the table for Noah Mendlinger with one on and one out.
First baseman, Connor O'Brien.
Beg your pardon, that the fourth hit for the Chiefs. All three previous came back in that second inning, in which Peoria did all of their scoring. Here's Mendlinger taking his cuts from the left side. First one, wave and a miss through a hard fastball from Jarvis. 0 for 1 is Mendlinger this evening, grounded out to second base his first time around. Pinwheels the bat through the zone a couple of times. And the pitch. Downstairs. Fastball out of the hand of Jarvis, and it's 1-1. Antonini started us off with a fly out to left. Tommy Ju followed suit with a base hit. And the 1-1 home. Popped up left side, drifting foul up onto the berm out of play. Chiefs last inning had another scoring opportunity, wound up leaving the bases loaded. Three free passes issued by Jarvis in that frame. And got just what the doctor ordered to escape any further trouble with a 4-6-3 twin killing. This curveball off the inside part of the bat, another toward first. Martinez has trouble handling it, and he will tag Mendlinger as he passes by for the second out of the inning. Good recovery for Martinez. That ball had a lot of topspin. Hit the heel of his glove, skipped to his left for just a second, but was able to recover in plenty of time to get Mendlinger on the way by. So a 3-unassisted goes in the book. And 2 down now, back to the top of the order for Mike Antico. And looks at a fastball that brushes the corner. Just a little bit wide, though, according to home plate umpire. 1-1, no strikes. Jarvis doesn't like it. Gives a quick shake of the head. 1-0 pitch taken downstairs. 2-0, no strikes. Man aboard at second, that's Tommy Ju. 2-0, no strikes, and 2 away in the Chiefs' half of the fourth. And the 2-0 offering. Fastball whizzes by. Up high, 3-0 and no strikes as Antico works his way ahead. Chiefs center fielder trying to join the on-base parade today. 0 for 2, a flyout and a groundout, and a 3-0 pitch right through there for a strike. Jarvis trying to battle his way back in the count against the Chiefs leadoff man. Ju gets his lead off the bag at second. Jarvis flashes him a look, now fires home. It's a breaking ball. Hits the corner for strike two, and that'll fill up the count. 3-2. Antico takes a quick step out, now back in. Pinwheels the bat toward Jarvis one time. Swings and misses strike three. Down he goes. Jarvis blows a fastball right by the bat of Antico, and the Chiefs will strand one. It's no runs on one hit, no errors, and a man left. It's 3-0 Chiefs. We're through 3.5 here from Appleton. You're listening to Chiefs Baseball on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at AmerenIllinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Back for the bottom of the fourth in Appleton. Michael McGreevy towing the slab again for the Chiefs. And fires in a first pitch breaking ball that nibbles at the corner for strike one. It's 2-3-4 in the T-Rats order here in the fourth. As a fastball skips up to the plate, it counts level a ball and a strike. Tyler Black, Joe Gray Jr., and Xavier Warren. Two up for Wisconsin. Chiefs on top, 3-0 here, the 1-1. A dribbler back to the mound. And McGreevy will handle and flip to first for the out. So McGreevy has been very economical throughout his outing tonight as he retires Tyler Black for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Joe Gray, 0-for-1 with a strikeout that ended things back in the first inning. First pitch to him, fastball, can't pick out the outside corner, and it's 1-0. One pitch, McGreevy working quickly, swinging a miss over the top of a breaking ball. Right-hander pulled the string on him, and a ball and a strike. Joe Gray, the number 13 prospect in the Milwaukee system. McGreevy kicks and fires. It's a fastball lofted to right field, chasing Jones toward the line. Long way to go. He makes the catch and foul ground just in front of the wall. Able to haul it in for out number two. A little bit of a smile on the way back. Joe Gray can't believe he was able to track that one down. Jones was shaded a little bit toward right center, came all the way over toward the chalk, and ranged into foul ground, able to haul it in just above the bill of his cap for out number two. And just like that, there's two away for Xavier Warren. McGreevy rocks and fires. First pitch fastball slaps down the third baseline. Nothing in one. Scooped up by the Wisconsin third base coach. Give that one a little toss and a souvenir. Right-hander stares down at Antonini. Shakes him off. Now he's got a sign. The 0-1 coming and low and inside. Down by the shoe tops of Warren. One ball and one strike. 63 pitches, 43 strikes for McGreevy thus far in his outing, the 1-1. Popped a mile high on the infield. McGreevy started after it. In comes Menlinger, and he'll make the catch to retire the side. Down in order go the Timber Rattlers. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Still 3-0 Chiefs. You're listening to Chiefs Baseball on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fees, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services. Or worse, don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
We move along into the middle innings in Appleton, Wisconsin. We head to the top of the fifth inning, and the day for Justin Jarvis has concluded. And we'll get you his final line in just a minute. It's Joey Matulovich.